So let's dig into self-promotion. It's really the foundation of all of the work that I've done with women to really help them get to the next level, because it's all under the surface and it's that discovery process of yourself and understanding what's bubbling there, what's holding you back, and really recognizing all of the things that you bring to the table. So the first thing I always ask is, what is it that you want? Now, a lot of women, are looking to be more successful in their career, their business. Some are just looking for their personal life. I do focus on the career aspect of it, but the question, really pertains regardless. You see, a lot of us walk around not really knowing what we want. Even if we're in a meeting with someone that we've been dying, to get in the door with, when we finally get there, you walk out of that and you think, well, did I really take advantage of that opportunity? Did I really know what I wanted to get out of it? And just knowing the end game is where I start. And it really does work. Really getting clear and focused on what it is that you want. Now, if it's a job, then it's about going online and just looking up, the most ideal job description, maybe one or two of those, and really dissecting it and getting really clear on everything that that job would do for you in terms of your experience and aligning your skill sets with that. It could be something else. It could be, another opportunity that you're looking to have. What we as women, though, get caught up in is the overwhelming factor of what we're looking for. We give up too easily. We talk ourselves out of it. We don't think we're good enough. We have all these self-sabotage stories. And we do most of the time recognize that it's happening, but yet we continue to do it. And so you're not alone. I was there as well. But if you really take something and just dilute it, name the fear and just dilute what exactly it is that that's preventing you from moving ahead. So let's take the job description example. I've worked with women who are going on an interview for a job that they really, really, really want, and they're nervous and they're not, they're going into it already with a very negative attitude, not thinking they're good enough. But when we sit down and actually, take a job description that's, could be two paragraphs long, and we literally underline the major skills that they're looking for. Out of that, two paragraph job description, there's probably, four or five major skill sets that they need to have and that they do have. But because there's all this lingo and because there's all this pre-qualification stuff and, they mention their industry and the company and, it's just a lot to digest. So, just taking something that you really want, something that you want to go after, and diluting it to something that is in very simplistic terms, and then looking at it straight on and recognizing what it really stands for and where you bridge with that opportunity, with that job, with whatever it is that you're looking for. So just being very clear and focused on what you want, then naming the fear as to why you don't, think you're good enough to get it. And then just taking action and really moving outside your comfort zone. And I always recommend with the women that I've worked with is that if you want to start small, even in little ways, it's not just about the big thing that you're after. It's all the little things. It's just the way you live your life, in little ways, just taking little baby steps and moving outside your comfort zone in areas that you wouldn't normally do. And that's really what leadership is. It's you taking control of any situation where you don't feel like you have any power. And a lot of women that I work with have a very, very big problem with that word, power. It makes them uncomfortable. It makes them sound aggressive. I was there once and I get it. But power is choices. Power is telling yourself that you're not stuck. Power, having power is leading in your life and literally navigating the life that you want. And it's not like you wake up one day and you have this epiphany and all of a sudden everything falls into place. That's not the message that I convey. It's not what I teach. What I teach is that it's a way of living. You start to, in little ways, slowly take control of the things that are holding you back, of the obstacles that are standing in your way, of the walls that are seemingly standing in your way, and really owning that, getting the power back and leading the life that you want. And so we start in, you know, different areas, a career, a personal life, our relationships, whatever that might be. But that's what leadership is. And once you're very clear on what that end game is, that's when the magic happens. That's when we really drill in and focus on everything that you inherently believe that you have inside of you to get to that goal, to get to that little win or big win. And that's really the beauty. And that's the foundation of self-promotion. Now let's talk about confidence. Because self-promotion is literally about having the confidence to feel very comfortable talking about yourself naturally and all the things that that you do uniquely and brilliantly in a very humble way. And it's humble because you actually believe the things that you're saying and you're not trying to impress anyone. It's there. You've owned it. So how do we get you there? Well, basically, you gain the confidence by recognizing all the things that you have and literally weeding those out. And in little ways, as I talked about earlier with the getting outside your comfort zone method, you start to chip away at little things in your life that you previously thought were unattainable. And as you're making these little wins, these tiny little achievements, right? Doesn't matter if they're big or not, these achievements, you gain confidence to do more. So every week we're talking, you know, you're looking back and saying, okay, these are the things I wanted to start out with this week. And this is what I accomplished. And then the next week starts and we're focusing on the next set of little wins that you could be making all towards the same end game, right? The very, you know, the very thing that you're after. But it doesn't start, you know, big bang. It starts with these little wins. So how do you self-promote and how do you get comfortable doing that so that you believe that you have value? So then other people will believe it as well. Because, you know, if you're not owning it, if you're not seeing the value that you bring to the table, then no one else will. And that's really the bottom line to getting to anywhere in your life. So what we do is you basically want to, if you're looking for a job opportunity or growing your business or whatever, you know, it might be that you're after, you are, you know, literally looking back at your history and recognizing and flagging your record of achievements. And you do have achievements and sometimes you don't see those, but you're literally, you know, going through those and flagging them. But what we're always want to focus on are the things that are the skills that are not often talked about, that are not on your CV or your resume. They're not on your webpage. These are the things that are unique to you. These are your soft skills. So self-promotion is recognizing all those all your achievements, right, and those and the value that you bring, but it's also showcasing your soft skills, and you have them. It's the thing that turns people on when they meet you. It's the things that really, you know, it's the skills that really make you memorable. And so your soft skills are actually what builds all of the relationships in business. It's not what you have on paper. It's not how well you do something. Someone next to you can have better expertise technically in something or functionally in something that you do as well, and you only do it half as good. But if there's a real opportunity for both of you, your soft skills are more appealing and more personal, offering more of a personal connection with people, then you will trump that person and get the opportunity. So we dive into your soft skills and recognizing. And what are they? It's your personal charisma. It's your drive. It's your leadership gene, right? Again, the leadership gene all tied into the confidence and the self-promotion. The next thing you want to do is after you're, you know, going through those achievements and recognizing them, and I realize this isn't an overnight thing. You're really digging deep, and that's part of the work that we do together. But it is something that is achievable because it's there. It's just sitting there waiting for you to uncover it, right? So once we do that, then we're actually measuring it in what I like to call your career currency, right? So you have all these assets that you've dug up now and that you've recognized, okay? And now you're actually using these almost as a currency, right? It's the thing that you have that other people want. It's the whole package that you bring to the table. Your soft skills, your technical skills, your experience, your legacy, challenges, your struggles, your frustrations, all those little accomplishments that you made along the way. It's the career currency and measuring that. And we measure that in metrics because that's what people talk in business. Whether you're in a company or you're running your own business, people like to talk in metrics, percentages, dollars, units. They don't want to hear all the stories that we talk about the achievements that we've done going around and around it. They want to hear, you know, specific numbers and metrics. Now, if you're in a company, let's say you're going for an interview or you're just talking to someone and you want to self-promote yourself, you know, rather than saying, you know, I worked on this project and I did all these great things, what you want to do is you want to talk about the things that you did, but give them concrete numbers. Say, you know, I increased, you know, sales, let's say, I'm just making this up, but I increased sales, you know, 15%, or I reduced paperwork, you know, paperwork and the time that, you know, we used to run this process was 5 days and now it's 2. I mean, that's really what you want to do when you're talking to others and promoting yourself and being your own publicist, really throwing as many metrics around it. And usually it's stated in units of time or revenue, or dollars, but it's all tied into the assets and then just putting numbers around them. So it's actually pretty, it's, you know, until you actually do the work, I realize that it sounds a little bit, overwhelming to just imbibe all of what I'm saying. But really, once you start, what's so great about the self-promotion and the foundation work that you do is that you start out not even seeing anything that you do, right? You feel very low. You feel really down. You don't feel like you bring anything to the table. And if you do, you don't think it's good enough. And then it's almost like peeling away the skin of an onion, right? Layer after layer, we're slowly digging in, right? You're digging in and recognizing all the things. And then you're getting really excited about it because you're like, aha, I never thought that was such a big deal. And I thought everybody did that. And, you know, like you literally, you really start to have this self-awareness. And that goes back to the confidence gene that I was talking about. You know, we as humans, we gain that confidence once we look back, right? We look back and we see the little achievements that we've made and the things that we've done that really deserve recognition. And then putting numbers to that on top of it, that is just, I mean, it's really the fuel that gets you going because now you've really owned it. The other thing that I do when I'm working with women and what I suggest would really be great for you if you're ready to start really getting out there and self-promoting is to create what I call your signature speech. Now, this is something that entrepreneurs have always used. It's basically your banner ad that you go around talking about, but the signature speech is so key, no matter what you're doing in your life, because it takes all of those assets that we've uncovered, that you've uncovered and the metrics around it. And now you're wrapping it into, you know, a 20 or 30 second, you know, here's all about me speech. And the reason it's a 20, 30 second thing is that, it's comparable to, you know, if you had the most perfect opportunity with the person that you really feel can make a difference in your life, and you only got an elevator ride with them, that was the only amount of time that you had with them, which is, you know, a 20 second, 30 second ride in an elevator, what would you say to them? And so the signature speech is taking all the work that you've done and what you really want to showcase about yourself. If they're just going to get 20, 30 seconds of your time, if you're just going to get 20, 30 seconds of their time, and really, and showcase that using your signature speech. The last thing that you need to know about self-promotion is, okay, so we've talked all about the look back and digging into all the things that you've done and the experience and your legacy, right? Your leadership legacy. But it's also about looking ahead. So it's great to have all those things, but now you're getting ready and aligning yourself with something new, right? Something new that you want in your life. So now you also want to look ahead. Okay, after the look back period, and now we want to look ahead and say to yourself, what will I do to institute change once I get, you know, that end game, that end goal of what I want? How will I make a difference with all this experience, with all this legacy, leadership, right? How am I going to make a change? Because that's what people want to hear. They think it's great that you've done all these things, but in self-promote mode, you're also talking about the things that you know need to be changed. And that's what really inspires people. It's your passion that comes through. And, you know, you're not just talking about, it's not about selling yourself. It's about being yourself and really, putting it out there about how you're going to be a change agent and how you're going to really improve things. And that inspires people because there are lots of people, and it's totally fine. There are lots of people out there that strictly just want to be workers, worker bees. You know, they don't want to manage. They don't want to lead. They want to be shown what to do. And they want someone like you to lead them. They want someone like you to mentor them and to take them under their wing, right? So, you know, if you are going for a leadership role in your life, then it's so important to first recognize all the things that you've done to get you to that spot, right? To know that you are worthy of getting to the next level, right? Leadership level. And then you're turning the corner and you're saying, okay, now what am I going to do going forward to really institute change and to make a difference in whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever job or business, whatever that might be. So these are really the key things, the self-promotion step that you need to drill into, knowing your worth and really owning your skills. And it's really an exciting journey. I know it doesn't sound or feel that way in the very beginning, and I was there too. But that's really, if I look back to my career, I can see it very clearly. The very first time I no longer second-guessed myself around experts that I used to work with who had tons of more experience than I did, the very first time I recognized what I brought to the table was when I was no longer in fear of looking dumb in front of them or saying something that sounded so, you know, newbie on the block. You know, I used to have all these fears, and then I really got clear on naming the fear, like I spoke about earlier, and really recognizing the fact that, okay, I didn't have as much experience as them, but I still had a very, very big contribution to this project, and it didn't matter that they were more experienced than me. I had the confidence because I had that look back. I had that accomplishment, digging out from just beneath the surface, dug out from just beneath the surface. And it really helped me get ahead. And that's how I continue to, and that's how you really continue to gain confidence in any area of your life. You just slowly whittle away at those little things that seem impossible, that seem, you know, so not in the cards for you due to so much self-doubt, and you slowly whittle away all those little walls that you put up so that you can look back and say, wow, you know, I've really done a lot, and I may not be where that person is, but hell, I've done a lot, and I need to recognize it so I can keep going. And then naturally comes the, you know, the leadership gene and more of that in you. And so the instituting change and how you're going to make a difference just comes naturally from that. So it's actually a really fun discovery period, self-promotion, knowing your worth and really owning your skills.